Districting for March 18th, 2011.
We'll open the House Committee on Redistricting for the same day.
Okay. Well, welcome. I want to thank the Harney County Courthouse and Judge Grazzi especially for being so welcoming to us today. I also want to thank our staff for all the work they did to get us over here and to get everything set up for this hearing today. This is our second hearing today. We're in LeGrand this morning. We're the members of the House and Senate Redistricting Committees, and we're going to start with introductions so you know who we are. Do you want to start at this end with Representative Cameron?
State Representative Kevin Cameron. I represent South and Rural East Salem, Almsville, Turner.
I'm Tobias Reed. I have the honor of representing District 27, in its current configuration, which includes Beaverton and some portions of unincorporated Washington and Multnomah counties.
Hi, my name is Sean Lindsay, representing House District 30, which is Hillsborough and North Plains, kind of the dark red area there. One of them.
I'm Chris Garrett. I am representing from District 38, which is Lake Oswego and part of Southwest Portland.
And I'm Senator Suzanne Bonamici. I represent Senate District 17, which is in the eastern part of Washington County, including parts of Beaverton and northwest Portland.
Senator Mohammed. Senator
Calhoun,
Senate District 27, Central Oregon.
Bruce Starr, I represent Western Washington.
I'm Judge Monty, State Senator, representing District 4, which includes parts of Lane and Douglas County.
I represent District 6,
Memphis. I'm Paul Holden, State Representative, District 8, South Eugene, Sonita, and Lorraine.
And we're being joined today via video conference by residents in Ontario and John Bay. We have volunteers who are assisting the committees at each location. I want to thank Emily Fisk in Ontario and ask how many people have signed up there in Ontario, Emily.
We have no one signed up to testify today, but we do have Larry from the Argus Observer, our local paper, here today.
Thank you very much. No one signed up there yet. We still may have some. And I want to thank Tara Finley at the Grant County ESD and John Day. I believe you're on the lower left of the screen to us here. And how many, Tara has signed up to testify there in John Day?
Just go ahead and talk. Tara went outside the room for a while, and we just have one person signed up.
One person. Okay, terrific. Thank you. We also have connected via video conference the hearing room at the state capitol in Salem. I don't know if there's anyone there who's planning to testify. Do we have anyone there at the hearing room? Can you hear us in Salem?
Yes, Representative Vence here. I hope you can hear me.
Welcome, Representative Vence. We can hear you and we can see you. So welcome. We're glad you're with us. I want to talk just briefly about the logistics for the hearing. We do have a sign-in sheet and also for people who are testifying here. Also, as you entered the hearing area, you've been provided a handout that has some questions and information, some population numbers, and some maps of the districts that we're talking about today. And the plan today is to rotate through each of the areas. We'll do some of the testimony here, and then we'll go over to John Day. And if I'll check back in and see if anyone signed up in Ontario. Representative Benz, if at any point you'd like to say anything, please feel free to let us know. I wanted to let you know that we are here today because every 10 years when we get the numbers from the U.S. Census, it is the job of the Oregon legislature to balance the population by numbers to make the House districts, the state Senate districts, and the congressional districts as even as possible. We have some criteria in the law that we are to follow, and those are in your packet, but just briefly, each district, as nearly as practicable, shall be contiguous, be of equal population, utilize existing geographic or political boundaries, not divide communities of common interest, and be connected by transportation links. I also want to point out that our law says that no district shall be drawn for the purpose of favoring any political party, incumbent legislator, or other person, or for the purpose of diluting the voting strength of any language or ethnic minority group. And the only other restriction we have is that each Senate district, state Senate district, shall contain two House districts. So the House districts need to be nested inside of a single Senate district. What we've been hearing about as we travel around the state and hope to hear about as we continue these trips is especially about communities of interest. What ties you together? Where are logical places for changes in the district if it needs to gain or lose population? So we are going to start today with somebody there in in Ontario.
Yes, somebody just showed up.
Okay, somebody showed up. Okay, we'll be getting back to you shortly. We're going to start today with a couple of people here.
No, I'm just here to listen.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, so while you're getting settled there in Ontario, we have very sensitive microphones, so we're going to ask that you either mute. I just wanted to point out we have Representative Benz in the hearing room in Salem today, and I wanted to point out that from the population census, the census numbers that we have currently, Representative Benz is 8,393 people short for the district that he's representing. So there will be some changes there in that district. So how many chairs do we have? Two chairs. So we're going to start with Steve Gresty and Lou Davies, please. Come on up to the seats there, and if you'll start out, please, by saying your name for the record. Judge Gresty, would you like to begin?
For the record, I am Steve Grassley, and I'm Hardin County Judge here in Burns, Oregon. And I guess I'd like to start out by welcoming you to Hardin County. You're in by far the biggest county in the state of Oregon. I always find it interesting when I testified, which I did on Wednesday of this week in Salem, but to check the mark and said, well, you're 100 miles away. You could, and my friend from my left here is almost 100 miles away. You could be in this county and check off the box, or you're 100 miles away from the meeting room. This county is 10,228 square miles, 7,422 people. It's a huge place all by itself. And it really is gratifying to me to see I've made as many as 26 trips in one legislative session to Salem to testify. So it's a huge commitment and thanks for coming out. I've got some testimony specific to the House District, and to my good friend Representative Vance, I apologize that I didn't call and talk to him about this. So he's going to hear this at the same time, but I employed a very highly overpaid consultant to help me with some numbers here, and what I find is that for House District 60, you added all of Grant County and all of Wheeler County, we'd be within 100 of the count. I called Judge Birch in Wheeler County and said, what's your take of that? And she said that they love their representative and they really wouldn't want to change. But she said she'd be neutral on my saying that today. So they like where they're at, but there's a fairly simple answer to keeping on county boundaries for District 60. I didn't put that amount of time into the Senate district. There seems to be, to me, some common sense to having Cook County into that district, but then how you balance all the rest, I'm not quite sure.
Senator Starr has a question.
Thank you. If you mentioned that was what the district looked like, would that mean that every the district would incorporate whole counties? Or would there still be a split?
It would be Valier, Hardy, Grant, Baker, and Wheeler.
The entire of these counties.
And by adding up often the census numbers, I kept again, Baker, Magner, Harney, Grant, and Wheeler, comes out to $63,755, and I think the number you're looking for is $63,851, 96 short, or less than a tenth of a percent. So,
Senator Telford's question?
Thank you. Judge Grassley, by adding Grant and Wheeler, can you describe what the communities of interest that would make that an addition to the current Senate seat, House, Senate district and House district? What are the communities of common interest there that make that a reasonable common interest?
Certainly not exclusively to this, but there is national forest in all of those counties except one there in Capitola Trees, Niger County. But the other counties, the national forest, we still believe out here that there's some opportunity for economics tied to the national forest. Top of that, we have hundreds of miles, thousands of square miles of grazing land. On top of it, the grazing issues interrelate with the forest as well as the public lands. All of those counties are hugely public land. All of us are rural, intensely independent folks. But those would be the common ground.
Thank you. Other questions for Judge Grassley? Senator Stark?
Can you talk a little bit about the transportation routes that the East Coast County might have accepted those transportation?
The two east-west highways, other than the freeway and the state of Oregon, Highway 20 and Highway 26, would transect both of those along the south edge of Wheeler County, but goes right through the middle of Grant County. And the junction for those two highways is in Niger County and then Highway 20 comes through here. Baker County is a little separate, but pretty close. Was separated years in 84, and then I don't remember the number between Baker and Blonde on the highway. But it's also again highway well
located. Did you get some highway done? Highway 30 budget?
30.
Any questions for Judge Grassley? Thank you very much. Mr. Davies.
Yes, my name is Hugh Davies. Thank you for coming to Harney County. I'm not sure I understand all of this, but I guess my comments are more in general than specific to maps. I do think it would be a disservice to agriculture and the rest of the state to group parts of agriculture with non-parts of agriculture. Agriculture needs representation that understands agriculture. You really can't learn that, you must live it. And you really don't think that you can take a representative from the city and ever educate them to the lifestyle, the economy of agriculture. I may have to use those words by running across it up on person. Agriculture is stable. It's a difficult life. I'm a cattle rancher, I raise cattle, raise a lot of hay. My folks had a dairy at one time. I wouldn't recommend that lifestyle to anybody. That's a tough job. But agriculture is stable. I've always thought of it as an anchor of Oregon's economy. We'll always be here. Foreign markets come and go. Tourism comes and goes. When you have a recession, everybody still has to eat. We'll always be there, being an anchor for agriculture, always holding steady. We do feed the nation. Again, the main point I want to make is I think agriculture needs to be kept together. Our representation needs to be more worried about agriculture than the votes in the end or some other place. So that's pretty much all I have to say.
Thank you for your testimony. Any questions? Representative Colby and then Senator Stark.
Thank you.
Second, you mentioned agriculture. Is there any part of Eastern Oregon that isn't part of the agriculture community?
I think so. I mean, right in downtown Burns, it's so tied to agriculture. If we die, Burns dies. I think you can say the same thing for the state. I know there's a lot of income out of other agriculture in the state, but if you lose us or even a portion of us, I don't know what you're going to do to survive. We not only grow food, we create a lot of jobs. Probably for every job in agriculture, there's probably 8 more out there. And you can't afford to lose those. So that's my point.
Senator Stark?
Again,
this
could be anybody either of you. Does it make more sense as a district look at this district to coordinate the district of maybe north and south as opposed to on east and west and growing the district into perhaps Lake Cannon or into the central Oregon? I mean, the districts have to grow geographically. Does it make more sense to go up as opposed to go west? Just your impression or your thoughts?
Not so much in directions on the compass. More what happens if you go to the west and you take in Bend. I'm not sure that's good for us. So it's not so much the direction, it's what you come across and go that Lake County is like my county as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, hay, timber, Malheur County. They died without hay. I'm not sure the direction is any difference.
I don't think I add much to what Willis said there. There is a commonality tie of timber that is where you can see the National Forest for the museum maps, and certainly the diet of cattle. And while timber has gotten pretty small of late, we all know that tie still exists. You know, this culture that's here, and then certainly the culture of the ranching game.
Senator Brzezinski?
We're going to follow up on what you just said about again, specifically. When we look at the map and look in Central Oregon, you see the deep red and the kind of orange or kind of red. Those are areas that are, have population that needs to be moved into areas that are either blue or gray, that's where the focus is at. So I think I heard you say, and I just want to clarify this, is that if we had to leave the line to take in some of that population, your preference would be making certain that it was tied to other rural land, and such as the Sheepstone, as compared to going all the way into and forming part of the urban area?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for either of those two? Senator Talbert.
Thank you. Mr. Davies, when you talk about rural and ag being different, how do you consider Prineville?
Without somebody giving me definite numbers, I would consider Prineville to be more rural and ag.
Okay.
It's probably changing rather quickly. I mean, when you're that close to end, you're going to get some overflow from people coming to ski or whatever.
All right. Well, set. Any other questions for either of these two? All right. Thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you.
Now we're going to rotate over to Ontario and Emily. Is there someone?
We still do not have anyone testifying today.
All right, thank you. How about in John Day? We have someone in John Day waiting. Can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear us?
We can hear you, yes. If you want to have whomever is there, please state your name for the record and then give us your testimony.
Chair Bonamici, co-chairs Garrett and Lindsay. I'm Elaine Smith, a retired rancher living in the Upper John Day Valley in Grant County. I welcome the opportunity to provide testimony on redistricting. Grant County is primarily a ranching and forest products community. We have a shared interest in the land and the resources, including the wildlife that is dependent on the forests and ranch lands for sustenance. The Grant County land area is, for the most part, isolated by mountain ranges, requiring residents to travel over anywhere from 2 to 5 mountain passes to get to anywhere that is somewhere. This semi-isolation gives us a unique perspective as a community of common interest. To us,
make sure they can still hear us.
Grant, what?
Can they still hear us?
Oh.
We can hear you. We can.
We can hear you.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
All right. We can hear you.
Okay. To us, Grant County is our somewhere. I, along with many other Grant County residents, provided testimony at the last redistricting hearing, stressing that Grant County is comprised of quite a few small communities, but we all consider ourselves part of the greater county community as a whole. During the last redistricting, the criteria, as listed in ORS 188-10, was not followed at all, and our comments were ignored. Our community was divided into two parts, our transportation links were the dividing line, and our neighbors across the street were lumped in with a community outside of our common geographic area of small mountain valleys accessed only by mountain passes. Those in the north and west became part of a district with orchards, grain farming, and wind power. And those on the south and east became part of a district with large farming operations. Drawing the district line, splitting our county in two, right down the middle of the highway, has caused confusion not only to the residents, but to county officials mailing out ballots. If the lines had been drawn using geographic boundaries, this would not have happened. It's a clear intent that the Oregon legislature performs the task of redistricting. And in past years, the legislature has ignored the mandate and left it to the Secretary of State and the courts. I sincerely hope that this year you can set aside your political differences and will represent the interests of common interest in a bipartisan manner, working to correct the mistakes made in the last redistricting. Thank you.
Ms. Smith, thank you very much for your testimony. I'm sure we'll have a few questions.
Any questions from the House members? Any questions from the Senate?
I wanted to ask you, Mrs. Smith, you said that there are several small communities, but you feel like you're all part of the same area in Grant County. I just want to make sure I understand that. Is it the Grant County that makes you feel like a community? Is it the county itself?
I guess I would say that we have so many small towns, and so we don't identify with a town as such. We identify ourselves as a county. So, you know, if something happens in John Day, all the outlying communities would come and participate in whatever was going on. So I guess we have such, you know, we don't have very many people here, and so we group together like that. And I think Harney County is somewhat the same in that they would do that too.
Okay, now we can see you, so you're back on the screen.
Okay.
Lindsay has a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Smith, I'm just looking at the map here, and I do see that House District 59 and House District 30 is split right down between John Day. You mentioned that it had caused some confusion, and could you explain that a little bit further and on what's maybe some specific issues that has caused to be split right down the middle like that?
Well, I guess it's that, you know, we're a community as a whole, and yet we have two different representatives, and people don't see the know who their representative is. It would be so much easier if there was one representative that represented all of us. And I didn't verify this before this meeting, but I think that there was some confusion when they sent out the ballots in some of the outlying areas, and just because of it being split down the highway, the county officials didn't know what side of the highway certain people lived on, and so they sent out the wrong ballots. And I would assume that they got it corrected, but like I said, if the residents themselves weren't sure what district they lived in, they would just vote for whoever was on their ballot and wouldn't think anything of it.
Thank you. I know Representative Garrett has a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, Ms. Smith, if we were able to keep Grant County together in one district, obviously it's not large enough to be its own district, so in which direction would you suggest that we look to move it in with? In which direction do you feel Grant County has the most strong community ties?
And we couldn't hear really well what you talked about before, but it did sound like for suggesting that the ranching and logging, those of us that rely on the national forest for our agricultural practices, that we would be better off being with that direction, which would, and not just national forest, but BLM, and you know. So I would suggest that we fit in well with Harney County, and probably more so with Malheur County than we would with anything up along the gorge. So, and I know it's a thorny problem because we've lost quite a few people here, as did a lot of the rural areas that are dependent on the forest.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you very much for your testimony. I don't see any other questions today. Thank you. We appreciate your testimony. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes. And Representative Benz, are you still with us?
Yes, I am, Madam Chair.
Okay, terrific. If you want to ask any questions, please let us know. You're welcome to do that as well.
I had no questions, Madam Chair. I had a couple of remarks when the time is correct.
Terrific. All right. Yeah. Do you want to wait until the end? And
sure. Whatever works for you.
Oh. Terrific. That's fine. All right. We're going to take a Commissioner Run. Is it Runnels? Runnels? Come on up. And a Leon Pilestick, please.
I don't have any questions.
No? Okay. Thank you. Come on up, Commissioner.
I will welcome you to Harney County.
Do you want to come up to
the wrong sheet?
Would you like to come up to the microphone? It's just we're recording, and then you can be part of the record.
I'm Commissioner Ronald of Harney County. I welcome you to Harney County. Appreciate you coming out here. I signed the wrong sheet at the board. So we appreciate you here. You can hear us overnight.
Thank you very much.
And
Commissioner, would you please spell your name for the record? We're having trouble figuring out how to spell it.
R-U-N-N-E-L-S.
Thank you very much.
You haven't had the bad pizza. He's got good pizza.
That's good to know. Anybody, I'm going to check again in Ontario. Is anyone in Ontario to testify?
No, still no one to testify. Thank you.
No. Okay. We have a Barbara Kennedy, please. You don't want to testify. Okay. All right. Well, we've gone through the list. Is there anyone else here today who would like to make remarks? Anyone else who's come into the room since we pulled the sign-up sheet? Anything you want to say? No? Well, it's up to Representative Benz then to join us and make some comments. Representative Benz, are you there?
I'm here, Madam Chair. Thank you very much.
Perfect.
That we were receiving some modest feedback here. Can you hear me all right?
We can hear you, yes.
I just want to thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the committee for traveling out to Burns and, of course, to LeGrand. And I apologize for not being there to my constituents. it's kind of odd that I get to stay in Salem and my colleagues get to travel.
We miss you, Representative.
Yes, one of my reasons for, I want to say hello, by the way, to Larry Meyer, who I see is in Ontario, and I wanted to also say hello to the judge and the commissioners and to the others who are in Burns, and of course the folks in John Day. And I inherited the split district in John Day, so I understand the confusion of having two representatives. I always tell everyone I have the best side of John Day, but I don't tell anybody which one. That seems to work. I also wanted to make sure I appeared at today's hearing to make sure that the committee did not carve Ontario off into Idaho, and that would be an unfortunate sort of an event. I do want to say that the areas that have been discussed by Judge Grasty, whether it's Wheeler County, Grant County, whether it's Lake County, that area enjoys many similar traits and characteristics. I would point out that no matter what we do, it is a reflection of a very unfortunate situation with the loss of or the need to add 8,300 people is a very sad commentary on my corner of Oregon and the lack of jobs in it. So I do hope that whatever we do lends itself to making our state a more functional and better place with the hope in the long run of adding to the population of that area. I would say that no matter what we do, my drive representing my district will be longer, but I'm used to that, and all of us in that part of the area are used to great distances. But the saving grace is that the people in my district are wonderful, and I'm sure that whatever the group decides to do, I will welcome the opportunity to represent folks in the great part of Eastern Oregon. So I thank you for your efforts in getting all the way over to Burns, and I look forward to seeing you when you return. It's just a very short 5-hour drive.
Thank you, Representative Benz. I want to assure you that everyone here has been very welcoming. They've been extremely hospitable and friendly, and we saw some beautiful countryside as we were driving over here. You represent a very nice part of the state, I must say. During this hearing, we've received two pieces of written testimony via email from residents of Grant County. Sharon Livingston and Tim and Jan Kearns both sent written emails that they would like submitted to the record, and our committee staff will make sure that we receive that testimony, and we'll all have an opportunity to review that. I also want to tell Representative Benz that we'll be looking forward to working with you as we move through the process and getting more input from you when we get back to Salem. And I believe Representative Reed had a comment or a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to thank Representative Benz for holding down the floor in Salem. He and I co-chair the Transportation and Economic Development Committee, so his willingness to stay and run that committee today allowed me to be here, and that's especially nice because I grew up in Boise, so it feels nice to be a little closer to my roots and come closer to Representative Benz's district and some of the things I learned growing up, too. Thanks.
Terrific. Thank you. Is anyone else here who would like to testify? Anybody? Okay. Last call. All right. Any other comments from the committee? No? With that, I'll adjourn the Senate Committee on Redistricting.
I'll adjourn the House Committee on Redistricting.
That loud?
Sensitive microphone.
Yeah, I'm starting.
We didn't get any
applause here. Somebody talked to Barker about making
Yeah.
Right there. No applause here. That's what my grandmother. Oh, yes, we did.
I'm in another courtroom someday with an animal.
Elk is staring down
at you. Aaron?
It's scary. We had asked you. Yeah, that's right. He's looking at it. Are you...